Thanks so much for tuning in to today's show, where I welcome Steve Farrell. And Steve was a Silicon Valley entrepreneur who founded two large high-tech firms about 20 years ago, and then he pivoted to lead Humanities Team, which is a global nonprofit that helps people everywhere awaken to their interconnectedness. And I really enjoyed today's conversation with Steve, where we talk about conscious living and conscious relationships and spirituality and what it means to live consciously and how to embody that and how to really discover this idea that we are all connected and what that can mean for ourselves and for our relationships. So this is really a conversation that deals with some kind of, I want to say out there, but hard to grasp concepts. You know, we hear everything is connected and we are all one. And that's been shown in physics, really. But when we start to kind of embody that and move through the world in such a way that is conscious and present, things start to change and magic starts to happen, really. And Steve shares some personal stories about that. And I've experienced that as well. And it could be as simple as slowing down right now, taking a few breaths, you know, deep breaths, feeling yourself in your seat or with your feet on the ground and coming into the present moment. And gratitude is a big part of this, among many other things that Steve and I get into. I really enjoyed this conversation. It's a bit different. It's not necessarily how to communicate better or improve your sex life. But the reality is when we become more conscious of how we're moving through the world, we will improve all aspects of our life. And really, it's hard to improve your sex life. It's hard to improve your communication if you're not present, if you're not conscious. So yeah, an important reminder for myself, this conversation, and I think it will be for you guys as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoy today's show. Hi, Steve. Thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Chase, thanks so much for having me. Been looking forward to being on your program.
Today, we're going to talk about conscious living and conscious relationships. And I thought we could start by having you share what living consciously means to you.
At the center of living consciously is what science has now been affirming for over 100 years, that Einstein, you know, in 1921, so 102 years ago, said that the greatest illusion in the world is the illusion of separation. And then we could back up to Hippocrates in 450 BCE, so 2,500 years, one common breath, one common flow. So, and of course, notables and scientists down through the ages, mystics, have shared that everything actually is one. So you could call it like a universal consciousness animating all of life in the universe. People have probably heard that before. So that's the center of living consciously, where instead of walking around, as Einstein called it, in this optical delusion where you're separate from me, we're separate from each other and the earth and animal life and plant life and the universe, we're understanding what scientists and quantum physics in particular is really coming in quite strong right now and sharing. It really is an optical delusion, as Einstein called it, that it's at a quantum level, which is a very under microscope level, everything is deeply interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent, and is affecting each other. And where we really get that and start living into that, that's just a completely different way of living than the way we were taught and going through grade school all the way up, that this Newtonian, Darwinian, that we're our physical bodies. We have one life to live. The body drops and we drop. These are entirely different ways of living our lives. And conscious living is where we're, again, understanding what the mystics and scientists are sharing. And then we're living into it, very important. It's not just an awareness thing, logic center of the mind. It's a wisdom center of the soul thing, where we're really living into that in our daily lives.
I want to talk about some steps to live into that. But first, can you share what a conscious relationship would look like? I love how you framed everything. And we hear that, you know, everything's connected and this skips into embodying it. But it's nice to hear that. And it's like, oh, cool. But then at least for myself, I kind of forget about it and occasionally bring it up and it has a positive effect. But it's like this nebulous idea. So we'll talk about it from an individual, but how can we think about that in the context of relationship?
So relationship is the juicy thing, you know, and it's why we're, as I understand it, in the physical life and not in that non-physical realm from which we came, was to be embodied, you know, so that we could actually be, there's darkness, there's light, there's tall, there's small, there's, and the juicy part of conscious living is relationship. So with your partner, and your kids, I have a 19-year-old and a 21-year-old. Now it hasn't always been like this. It's something I've grown into on my conscious journey. But what it is now is it's the furthest thing from transactional. It's actually way better than relational. So it's what I would call more, I'll call it divine presence, where you know you're in this lifetime, you're with a really special person. That's why you picked your partner. And of course you can grow apart and all of these things, but in conscious living, you're really seeing those things that are beautiful about your partner. And it becomes less about me, like when I first got married, and more than about my partner, and my household and my coworkers and things. It becomes more about the persons that I'm with, whether it's in a home environment or a work environment. So what it's gone all the way to in my household, which can look pretty weird to friends that are like, my son is the 21-year-old, he'll be 22 in April. And he'll walk around the house and he'll throughout the day say, love you, Dad. He'll have a friend over. He's a male, 22 years old. He'll say, love you, Dad. I'm sure his friend is thinking it's a little weird, you know, but I'm okay. But it's that kind of, you know, and then he'll, I could show you my text, you know, love you, Dad. Love you, Steve. It's the juicy thing where we're seeing in each other. We're in this particular lifetime. He's my son. This is my wife. This is my daughter. Also in a work environment, it's not just in a home environment. So humanities team, which of course it's a 501c3 nonprofit. Our culture is one of really listening and really hearing and being grateful for the contributions people are bringing. It's not a sharp elbow environment at all. I come from Silicon Valley where I understand that environment. This is a gentle environment. There's nice ways to say things where the truth is needed and as it is. So it's a very, again, caring, thoughtful, interdependent environment. So it's not, I know what you're sharing, because of course I live in the same world that you do, Chase, and it can be, I'll call it in the mainstream, easy for these things to sound nebulous, very ambiguous, don't really know how that works. But I promise you, where this becomes your thing, which it's my thing, as I believe it's why I'm here, and I'm endeavoring to live deeper into it all the time, it's the juicy thing. It's like, oh my God, you know, I wouldn't trade this for anything.
Yeah, I'm nodding my head in agreement here. And it can be an abstract idea. And even once you start to understand and just pay attention to your thoughts and pay attention to how you move through the world individually, we forget. And then we get back on autopilot and we're living more unconsciously. But when we're reminded through meditation, through daily practice, through ceremony, to be conscious of how we're moving through the world, it's almost like a superpower, but it's hard sometimes because it may be a new idea, or we're so distracted, or we let our emotions rule us and we're moving on autopilot. And I think these conversations are incredibly important. And to me, it's about slowing down and recognizing the unconscious way that we move through life. Like, we are animals. We can't think about everything that we do all the time. But once we do start to bring our thoughts and our awareness to the present moment and cultivate, to me, a deliberate practice of this and deliberately saying, I love you, Dad. I love you to our wife, our girlfriend, and making that a daily thing. Then it sounds so simple, but I totally understand what you're saying. And I love this message. How can our listeners who maybe this is new to them or they've kind of tried, how can they start to embody this and make a practice of it?
So let me share two things here. One is we're humanities team. We're the largest global nonprofit in transformational education. So I get to work with all the scientists and the spiritual leaders, the near-death experience community, a medium community, all of these embodied practice community, all of these communities. And we're 20 years old, so this has been going on for a good while. So in the near-death experience community and the medium community, one of the things that they share almost unanimously in terms of the this transition looks like when we go to the afterlife, the non-physical realm, when we leave our body, is that we go through a panoramic life review. And in the panoramic life review, what happens is it's the people around me throughout my life that I'm watching. It's not like a recording. It's like a live thing where I'm actually going back in time. Through their eyes and ears, we're watching me and what they were thinking, feeling, and feeling around me from beginning of my life to the end of my life. And I'm observing that. And then the last question that's asked us that we're exiting that is, did you and God do what you wanted to do in this lifetime, you know, to kind of summarize this whole thing? I bring this up because remember, Stephen Covey had the seven habits, right? And the second habit was begin with the end in mind, which makes a lot of sense. So what's the end? As I understand it, because again, I'm around so many of the NDEers and mediums, this is the end. This is how it will work for all of us. This is what will happen. We'll go through a panoramic life review. And it's other people, what they're thinking, seeing, and feeling. So basically, it's how loving were you? we're kind of reliving, but from the other people's perspective that were around us. That has a great deal of influence on me as I came to understand this. One, in this lifetime, I think I want to get this right. Why kick the can, you know, and go make it 10 lifetimes from now? Maybe I'll try and do it well this lifetime. And two, when I get to the review, it might be a little more fun. So now what that brings me into then, in terms of what I can do, is my daily practice. So that's the thing that anchors me throughout my day, that allows me to really live almost like a raft, kind of floating above the whole good day, bad day, roller coaster thing that I grew up with. I think all of us grew up that way, almost everybody. But I don't live that way now. And it's because of my daily practice where I'm in this whole, going back to where we started, this oneness, this diversity and unity, this omnipresence. What that means is there's no separation at all from the God of my understanding, the divine, universe, that there is no separation, that he lives right there in my chest. That power plant is right here, right now. And in my daily practice where I'm communing with that feeling, I'm a cell like in this super organism we can call universe or cosmos or life, the world around us, call it what, a lot of different things. But where I'm communing with that loves me to the end of the earth as he loves all of us, where there's an omnipresence, that's what oneness means. If we're actually part of it, an emanation of it, how can it not like love us to the end of the earth, right? And we're a part of it. So it does. And so where we're in a daily practice, communing with that, letting that energy in, feeling that energy, because the biggest challenge that most people have is actually self-compassion of, oh my gosh, I did these things growing up. I don't like myself for that. I don't love myself for that. So we're actually in a down in the ditch. We're in a hole with that. And the first thing we've got to do when we talk about conscious living and getting to these juicy things I'm talking about is we've got to heal that and really come back into a like and love for ourselves. And in our daily practice, we can feel that love. Yeah, we made mistakes. We all did. None of us walk on water, and that's okay. we're human, we're learning as we're growing, and we can feel out of just let it go, you know, let it go, Steve. It's okay that you made those mistakes. You're doing your best now, you know, where we just come into that understanding about ourselves. And we let that love then start feeling loved. And then, of course, that becomes an inside out thing where that's what is the overflow to our partner, our kids. You know, now as we're talking to viewers, we can express that because we feel that ourselves. So, and then this can be the thing that anchors us throughout our day, that keeps us in this, I'm calling it raft type state, which is this flow state where it's where we're not just, you know, how probably we all grew up, where I can remember, you know, where I'm thinking, man, this is a really tough day. This is a bad day. You know, I had those days growing up, but being consciously where I put discipline to this process, it doesn't work that way. I still have challenges, but I don't have, it's not a bad day, you know, that I'm experiencing.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. When you work full-time, have kids, and run a podcast, it's hard to make time for a multiple-step skincare protocol. That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. Let me repeat it. They make it easy. No complicated routine, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. If you're looking for skincare products that are simple and effective, for a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase when using the code IDO when you check out at oneskin.co. I've been using OneSkin's body lotion for about a month, and I've already seen noticeable improvements with small wrinkles and textures on my skin, specifically on the back of my neck and the back of my hands, two places where I get a lot of sun. Plus, my skin looks and feels healthier all around. It's all thanks to OneSkin's revolutionary OS-01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to deactivate aging cells responsible for lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Unlike traditional skincare products that only mask symptoms, OneSkin pioneered a new approach integrating tissue engineering and cutting-edge science to enhance skin biology for lasting resilience against aging. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using the code IDO at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code IDO. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you. After a decade of hosting this podcast and talking to hundreds of experts, we know that money is one of the biggest stressors in relationships. Now, while worrying about money and anxiously awaiting payday doesn't help, Earnin actually does by putting the money you earn in your hands today. Our sponsor, Earnin, is an app that gives you access to your pay-as-you-work up to $100 a day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an additional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Many couples end up fighting about finances, especially when surprise costs arise. Earnin allows you to seamlessly deal with the unexpected trip to the vet or that splurge on date night without the added stress, letting you both focus on what really matters. Earnin is helping millions of Americans feel self-sufficient and to worry and fight less about money. All of this without debt traps, mandatory fees, or credit checks. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in relationship advice under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's relationship advice under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
I want to dive into the specifics of a daily practice that someone could start. But first, I'd like you to to share how you think about the oneness. And these might be combined, but to me, again, I understand. I don't understand the details of the physics, but I understand that it is science that we're finding on a subatomic level. Everything's connected. How do you think about that? And then through the daily practice, apply it, because I see the benefits as you're sharing and as I've felt before.
It's a very, it becomes very spiritual. The science is actually just explaining it. I work around them, so I could take you through the science. I won't do that right now, but I mean, I deeply understand the science, but the science then flips over and turn and becomes very spiritual, where this whole omnipresence thing is felt for me of, and I'll use the word God or the divine, where I understand she/he, there's of course no gender here, that, we're, that's the whole idea, as I understand it, behind life is that we were all created in the likeness and image so that we can go out into the world and we can grow into our highest and best self. And I'm supported in all of that. I mentioned love, or I'm loved to the end of the earth, and all of us are loved to the end of the earth in my awareness. Feeling that, letting that in, everlasting life is one of the dimensions, not just love, but everlasting life, unlimited potential that I can be. There's nothing holding me back except for my own limiting beliefs. Really letting that the spiritual end, and where I go with that personally is all the way into, man, I know I'm loved to the end of the earth. And for me, I it's reciprocal. I love it back of, why would I not? I feel like I've been given, as we all are, by the way, there's no favoritism. I've been, I was told this, and it's very clear to me, there is no favoritism ever. So I'm not loved one nano ounce more than you or any other person. We're loved completely equally. And we have equal everlasting life, equal upper possibility and opportunity. It's equal across the board. So it's just coming down to then, well, what do we each want to do with that? And what I do with that is I let it in. I embrace it. I love it back. And then part of loving it back is wanting to live into what I'll call my higher self. My smaller self is the body, Steve, and I have the things that I love doing, and I just go do those things or vacations or something. My larger self is, wow, this world right now is pretty darn challenged. Most of the people I know are challenged. The worldview is certainly, the collective is very challenged. What are things I can do, that are going to make a difference, that contribute to an awakening humanity, or what that leads to, which is this whole journey to a sustainable and flourishing earth so that kids have a planet that they can inhabit. We don't have an existential crisis as we do now. So that's what I do with letting that love in. Then as I express it back and say, well, I love you too. What that means is are things that I can do that lead to the things I'm talking about, helping awaken people, supporting people on their conscious journey, supporting out in the world, the collective in terms of leading to a sustainable and flourishing planet where we're addressing things like global warming and other things. So it's all of that, really living a life that can make a difference and feeling uplifted, by living a life that way.
Are you familiar with Marianne Williamson and A Return to Love?
Very much so. Yeah. In fact, we give a spiritual leadership award, and we've given her that award, brought her in and done a ceremony with her and everything.
Amazing. Yeah. And I read A Return to Love about a year ago, and it had a big impact on me. And I encourage our listeners to check it out. But spirituality is a big, broad thing that everyone has their own journey and histories and unpacking. But that book really helped me, kind of simplified things. It just had me thinking with what you're saying and the interconnectedness of things and the theme of return to love. And maybe you could talk about this, but for me, it was, God is love. Whatever God is to you, God is a loaded term, but it could be energy, light, whatever you want it to be. Doesn't have to be the God of the Bible. And that only love is real, and how often a lot of our suffering are the stories we tell about ourselves, our partner, our relationship, our work. And those are just stories. And fundamentally, like, this unique ability to love and be loved as a human, and that's the only thing that's real, and everything else is really like a figment of our own creation. To me, that was such a beautiful and spiritual theme that I've tried to apply to my life and has been really helpful. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. She of course is amazing. And her books, and that book included, are amazing, that bring so much insight and really cut through, you know, to how we can live our lives. So I completely agree with all of what she says and writes. So for me, this whole thing distills down to, I'll call it, aligning with the divine in everything I'm doing. You can substitute the word life for the divine, you know, align with life, align with the divine. As we know, these are interchangeable words when we talk about oneness, universe, cosmos, God, the divine, life, love. They're actually interchangeable words. So the trap that many people fall into, and that I was also really looking at carefully as I'll call it, turned my life over to the divine, Allah, started aligning my whole life with the divine, was, am I going to crash somewhere? You know, I mean, I have a family, and am I going to be able to live in this world where I align with the divine and everything? Or, you know, am I going to end up in a cave where I'm meditating all day or something? You know, very scary. So what I found as I took more, you know, the way it works, of course, is we're not going to just jump off a cliff tomorrow, but well, maybe based on this conversation, people say, well, let me take a few steps out and just try a few of these things. If it feels good, well, go ahead and take a few more steps. It's kind of like that, where we just keep taking more steps. And then all of a sudden we turn around after a few years and we go, wow, I've really journeyed here, you know, quite a distance. Now, what I found is what I call the boomerang effect, which is that where we then start living as that larger self, aligning with the divine and all of the things that we're doing, living as our bigger self, not as our smaller self, there are all these blessings that come back to you. You know, it's like in the Bible, it says, give unto the kingdom and then all things are given unto you. I found, wow, this is so true, because the house that I landed in when I moved to Boulder here 16 years ago, the wife I was led to, we adopted our kids, the two kids we were adopted to. One has some severe challenges, mind you, but still, the work, my colleagues, you know, on and on. There's a boomerang effect. There was incredible, I'll call them miracles that happened here, you know, in terms of who I was led to and the house I was led to and all of the colleagues that I work with. And so I found that this it's just a fear, you know, where we where somebody hears this and says, align with the divine, I'd love to, but I got to get a paycheck and I got to make a living. I need a shingle over my head. Of course, we all do. What my testimony is that will happen. You will, if you give unto what we call this the kingdom, which is living as your bigger self, where we're aligning with the divine, help in a way that's nurturing, supporting, in service to the world around us. Wow, watch how you're blessed. You know, just watch how you're blessed. It's amazing.
I love this idea. And I think it was a theme in the book as well of, you know, and we've heard this before, of put out what you want to receive, you know. And I think about that, you can think about that in this big universal cosmic perspective, and that's beautiful. But also on, you know, in your relationship, if someone's listening, they're like, man, I'm really struggling in my relationship. My partner doesn't seem super loving right now. We used to be better. It's like, there's things and practical things you could do to improve communication, X, Y, Z, but give more love. You know, I'm not saying that's always the answer, right? But like, to me, that's such a beautiful and simplistic approach, but it does work, really, or not, or maybe like that's not going to be the person for you, but you're no worse off for it. Obviously, if it's a toxic relationship, but let's say things are just kind of stagnant, it's love more, whether that's your romantic partner, your friends, and probably that's going to change some things. And then you could go to this perspective of everything being connected. And it's like, yeah, you're putting that out into the world. That's going to affect something. And that's, to me, such a powerful perspective because it brings the power back to ourselves and not trying to change our partner, not trying to change our coworker, our kids, whatever relationship. And that if we put that out, we're going to have, as you described, like these miracles, like it's not an accident, but I feel like you do need to be proactive and to take that first step and to be more loving, to compliment that coworker or friend. And you start putting those things out and it's going to come back to you.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. Women's health, especially PMS and perimenopause, has been one of those chronically neglected areas when it comes to research and solutions. Thankfully, we have today's sponsor, Happy Mammoth. Our sponsor, Happy Mammoth, saw that there were no effective nature-inspired solutions to these issues. So they made one. Estro Control. Relationship advice listeners can now get 15% off your entire order on happymammoth.com with our promo code IDO at checkout. Estro Control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health. The way Estro Control eases PMS is pretty interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that is where all of our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, some women may start having PMS symptoms, like spots on the skin, cravings, and feeling low all of a sudden. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves throughout the whole month. Estro Control is made especially for women who are premenopausal. It's really great for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS becomes really rough. I personally struggle from PMS firsthand, from super discomfort to just not feeling like myself. PMS has put me through the ringer time and time again, and I know it's not just me. I've seen my relationship suffer in those times when PMS takes over. Estro Control works to relieve many of those consuming PMS symptoms, helping us regain control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with a promo code IDO at checkout. That's happymammoth, MAMMOTH.com, and use the promo code IDO for 15% off your first order. Hey, Love Tribe. I just want to ask you a few questions. I want to know why you guys are here. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner? Do you want to feel truly heard? Are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? And let's not forget about the fun. Do you long for those fun, giggly moments at the beginning of your relationship? Over the last decade of hosting this podcast with Chase, these have been our top questions. And we get it. We've been there. And that's why we created Spark My Relationship course, because we wanted to put the tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. So we're offering this course, Spark My Relationship, for only $100 until April 6th. In less than 90 days, this self-paced course will help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner, all while having fun doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 psychologists and therapists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. This offer is only going to last until Saturday, April 6th. So head on over to our website, sparkmyrelationship.com, and use the code FLASH24 at checkout to get the course for only $100. That's nearly 60% off, and it won't last. The sale ends April 6th. That's sparkmyrelationship.com, and use the code FLASH24 to get our course for only $100.
Yeah, exactly right. So it's like stoking a fire, the fire of love. So, and you just keep stoking that fire for yourself, for the world around you, for the work that you do. Just keep stoking that fire. And as you mentioned, one is with your partner and your kids, chances are it's going to just create nothing but just a hotter, warmer, more beautiful fire, on the chance that you are with the wrong partner or something, then just as you mentioned, what'll happen is that'll become known, and then you'll be led to the right partner, where you just keep stoking that love and service. The two actually go together. All things good come out of that, personally, in relationships, in your home, in the workplace. But this is the key, is, you know, where we're aligning with the divine, where we're from our daily practice, we're really going to the station in life that we're led to, even where it seems impossible. And Humanities Team, you know, this organization that I co-founded with Neil Donald Walsh back 20 years ago, he's, the, of course, the author of Conversations with God. You know, it was just crazy when we launched it, what our hope that we could create a conscious planet. Here we are 20 years later, and boy, you know, we are now the largest nonprofit in transformational education. We have 65 country coordinators all over the planet doing wonderful things. There's so many things happening. That wasn't Neil or me. That's what this wind at our back, this whole aligning with the divine thing of, boy, once we step into our larger self and we're stoking that fire, as you mentioned, really just being a more loving person, a more giving person, a more in service person. Wow. I mean, just watch over, as you put months and years together and you get further and further out, watch where that goes. And also individually, you know, with your own daily practice, it doesn't, when I started in this, it wasn't the fullness of the things I'm talking about now. These are things we deepen into. And it's like an ascending staircase, all of this. There's no top floor. It just keeps ascending. And in my understanding, in life after life after life, it just keeps working that way. There's no upper limit to where it can take you. So where we just deepen in and stretch in, and now, you know, there's an incentive, because most people, as I look out in the world, are actually quite challenged right now. This is, they're not, you know, walking around sharing all the things that you and I are getting to here, Chase. A lot of them are more, you know, wow, I'm exhausted, you know, and I even feel anxious, and some are depressed and things. And of course, the collective out there isn't looking so good. So these things that I'm talking about can be our lifeline, you know, now, and just keep us some solid ground under our feet. And then, of course, we're doing good in the world. And before we know it, we create enough solid ground and we get to tipping point. 8 to 10% of us are doing this out in the world.
Do you have a specific daily practice that's an actionable tool that someone listening who wants to begin living their life this way can implement?
So I do. I have several. One is, I created a prayer that I've written myself and that I update periodically. And then I work out every day. So I'm on my pre-core or my bike. And I'll read through that prayer, which is just imprints a lot of these things that I know to be true about my life. So that's a once a day kind of thing. And then 4 or 5 times a day, you know, I just came from lunch, twice over lunch today. I'll go outside, or if it's too cold inside, I have spots outside and inside where I do a daily practice. And in this daily practice, what I do is I go into this whole communing with the one thing that's in my chest. It's she, he is not up in the clouds. Actually, she is there too, but she's also right here, right now, animating all of life. Omnipresence, right here, you know. This and the James Webb Telescope says that she, you know, God, when we talk about God or the divine, it's 2 billion times 3 trillion, which is something like septillion, stars out there. So that's how big and powerful this power plant is that we call God, this right here, you know, that when I talk about loving me and stuff. So feeling into that loving presence. And then the other thing that I do that's a part of it is, remember 2000 years ago, this thing that was said of, it's done unto you as you believe, right? So Joe Dispenza spends all of his time on this right now. He calls it the field, reaching into the field, believing, seeing, right? It's the same thing. So where I'm in that space, and my work is about awakening oneness, making conscious living pervasive worldwide, manifesting the new spirituality. The new spirituality is where we are in this real communing connection with the divine within. where we're fed by that, where it anchors us throughout our day. So in this daily practice of mine, I go to this place of it's done unto you as you believe, where I see and feel the planet that's awake. It's awake now. Relationships all over the planet are awake. Conscious living, it's happened already. We're there. We've grown into it. Same with spiritual, with the new spirituality. And then, because I believe that where enough of us are in this state of knowing that it's done, that it is done, that we're actually being slingshotted, propelled into that. So now the interesting thing about this daily practice for me is most people run from meditations because monkey mind and I can't, you know, and all of these things. I run into it. I'll do it more and more throughout the day because it fills me when I sit and feel that presence. And then also project into it this knowing of a planet that's awakening, you know, so that our kids are growing up on a planet that has this sustainable and flourishing opportunity. I'm a boomer, you know, it was a great planet to grow up in, that kids are going to be born into a world where they have a great opportunity because we start living consciously and we affecting the world around us. So those are things that I do that anchor me throughout my day.
I love that. And it makes me think of a conversation that recently had about nonverbal communication and how the science of when we smile, even if we force the smile, our body releases chemicals that make us happy. And it's not the exact same thing, but it's this idea of we live into what we put out, what we're thinking about, what, you know, we're going to create the world as you describe if enough people are thinking about a beautiful world of conscious living like that. And so on an individual level, it's what you put out is what you're going to get back. And again, that's to me such a powerful thing. So even if you're not feeling like it, if you force a smile, like that's going to give you some happiness. And what a cool hack to have this conscious brain that we can even think about these things to go into our worlds and impact our own world and others. You know, I also love this from thinking about in relationship of if I'm putting that out, maybe someone had a terrible morning and can I smile at them when I walk past? Yeah. And that's going to make me feel good. And then it's this ripple effect too, where chances are that's going to make them feel good. And then maybe they smile at the next person. And now we got the whole world smiling. And that seems like this big kind of woo-woo thing, but it's not. And when enough people are doing that, and if you just start with yourself and then start with your partner, you're going to improve your own life. And then eventually we get to a global perspective.
Yeah, so exactly right. Exactly right, Chase, that, you know, and we can just start small. So a good place to start for most people is compassion for self, because as we discussed here, there's a lot of, you know, oh, I did this and I could have done this and maybe I was divorced and by the way, I was divorced too. I got married in my 20s for a year and a half and then we ended up divorced, no kids. And then 10 years later, I married the woman that I'm married to now. We've been married 27 years. So, you know, mistakes, they happen to all of us. You know, we make mistakes. There are all kinds of things when we were really young, you know, gosh, I wish I hadn't done these things. In the God of my understanding, it's like, hey, you know, let it go. You know, you're maturing and growing. You're focusing on what we can, how you can do it better. And you want to be your best self. And that, you know, you, and God's saying, you are so loved for that. And you got a wind at your back. And so, and this is true for all of us. So just starting with self-compassion of, you know, we can let go of these things that didn't work out right. You know, these challenges where we wasn't our best self at all. What I'm expressing now, I'm 66, I've grown into, you know, there's a wisdom of time and I've been leading humanities team for 20 years where I'm working with all these phenomenal people. I can grow into what I am. I can assure you, you know, boy, you interviewed me 20 years ago or even 10 years ago. It's a different person you're interviewing. So just starting with small steps of just letting things go, loving ourselves fully, as you mentioned, just kind of, even if we have to, forcing a little smile to be thoughtful, do a little something for other people. it is, I think, this effective. We tend to walk out, you know, sort of one step at a time. So in a week, it doesn't feel like much has changed. But boy, you look back, you know, as I do now over my lifetime. Wow. I mean, it's incredible the distance you cover. We just want to keep going with it. And we'll do that because these things we're talking about feel so good. Why would we not then take another couple of steps? You know, and then we'll take another couple of steps.
That's good motivation to start today. It's never too late to start. And yeah, it's going to accumulate and you will be better for it in the world. So Steve, I really enjoyed this conversation and really appreciate the work that you're doing. I think it's so beautiful and important. So thank you for taking the time to come on the show today. Before we wrap up, can you tell our listeners where they can find you online and if there's anything you want to leave them with, and then we'll say goodbye.
You bet. So you can find this 501c3 nonprofit that I lead with partners and colleagues all over the world. It's called Humanities Team with a Y, humanitiesteam.org. And we have lots of free educational programs. Up at the top, it has programs. You can pull down the free programs menu. Neil Donald Walsh and I created a masterclass that you can take for free called the Art and Science of Living Consciously. You'll see it under the masterclasses. You get to name your own price on that one. That's all on the humanitiesteam.org site. And then just a few months ago, I came out with this book called A New Universal Dream. And it's a true story of my life from age 12 to where I am now that tells the story, actually, as I mentioned. And when I look back, I was a middle kid, divorced mom, got divorced myself. I tell on myself throughout the book because what I'm trying to do with this book is you hear my story, first of all, of how these things happened to me. But I also talk about this growth into this conscious person I've become. And I'm stopped throughout the book to say, this is what I learned, and this is what you could learn from this too. The whole idea of this 50-plus year true story is to support people on their conscious journey, because there are these, I call it arduous moments on the path. So you can go to anewuniversaldream.com. There's some free chapters in the book, and it's about a $14-$15 book on Amazon. And we'll give you one of my masterclasses called Conscious Leadership. You just have to enter your receipt number, and it's a $300 masterclass. You'll see it on our site. We'll give it to you where you enter your receipt number there.
Amazing. Well, we will have those links in our show notes and on our website. And thanks again for taking the time to come on the show.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Chase. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, all the links to the guest, as well as any of their recommendations, will be in the show notes page. You can find the link to that in the episode description or by going to idopodcast.com. Click on the podcast tab up at the top and you will have access to all the episodes that we've ever done. There are over 300 of them. And while you're on our website, if you haven't checked out our free 14-day Happy Couple Challenge, we really hope you do. It's a free email challenge that we send to you. It's 14 days of fun, easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And if you're looking for something that provides a little more help with working on your relationship, whether it's improving intimacy or communication with your partner, or just bringing the spark back, we would love for you guys to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. We're offering $100 off to all of our listeners if you go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. We've worked with over 15 psychologists and therapists to create the real life tools and strategies that they are teaching their clients. So we wanted to give them to you. It's a self-paced online course that can be done in as little as a month or up to 3 months. You can really decide how much or how little you want to do with your partner, or maybe just yourself. So we hope you guys check that out. It's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. Have a great day.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.